What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're in. Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and it is unbridled and untamed. That's how it works.
And I was trying to figure out where to plug in at. I wanted to be like you, but I can't even hear you with them on.
Sweet. Those are good headphones.
The $20 at Walmart, man. And I think they're Tritons. Yeah, Triton.
I don't know. These are Koss. Monk gave them to me.
Yeah.
I used to run out of them little Sony in-ears.
Yeah.
And these are just supremely better.
You ever put a pair of Bose headphones on?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
The noise cancellation?
Yes.
It's legit.
Can't hear nothing. Nothing but yourself. And what's playing through the speaker, which is us right now. Thank you for listening.
Oh,
thank you so much.
A little encouragement here.
Yeah, you're loved again.
You know, I got a Soy's dad. You friends with him on Facebook?
I don't think so. I'm friends with Soy.
Yeah, man, I love his dad.
I don't reckon I've ever met his dad.
He's a good guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he Jap? Wait. What is Soy? I can't remember.
He's half Filipino.
Filipino.
His mother's Filipino.
His mother's Filipino. I knew it was something. I just didn't remember what it was. He was in the Navy, wasn't he, Soy?
That's right.
That's pretty cool.
His father was, too.
That's pretty cool.
I think his sister is, too.
That's cool.
You know...
Sometimes I wonder what it would happen.
You know how much of the population, the American population, is in armed forces?
Hmm.
Just take a guess.
Less than half.
1%.
Shut your mouth. How are we so good?
Best in the world, baby.
I wonder what our number of people is compared to, like, Russia. Like, how much does Russia have? How many people do they have?
360.
It's close to it. 350, 360 million.
Yeah. Well, you got to count all the new people that didn't come in correctly. So...
But they can't be in the army, is what I'm saying. Like, what is at their disposal? Who has the most people at their disposal that if, say, the U.S. goes to war with somebody and they initiate the draft, okay? How many liable people what's that number? Like,
I would say India or China.
I bet it's China. China's huge.
Yeah, and, like, Russia's huge, but a lot of it's, like, not livable.
Yeah.
And plus, they're still trying to recover from communism.
I saw something scary about Russia the other day. On the 21st of April, Russia has moved. They've got like dozens of fighter jets ready to go. Putin's warned the U.S. about something. They're doing something. I don't know. I don't watch the news.
Something to do with Ukraine.
Is it? It's still scary.
Well, I mean, there's a lot going on. Like,
a lot we don't know
globally.
About. A lot we don't know about.
Yeah.
Like space missions and stuff.
Yeah.
The moon is a spaceship.
Happier thoughts. man, you was telling me about the statues coming to life.
Oh yeah, the new AI that someone has developed, where they can take, and what's cool about it is you can take a picture of like a loved one of yours. Like, say we could take Bob Marley's picture and they could make it come to life. Like, the picture, they'll move, they'll wink, they'll smile. And, like, I've seen people...
Is it like a GIF?
And it's like a loop, yeah, kind of.
And is it only, like, on your phone or computer, or is it...
No, like, you can get it, like, in a... What they do is they take it and they build this thing for you in a frame. And it's got, like, a screen built into it. And you have to have batteries in it or something, but... You can, like, walk by it and touch it, tap it, and it moves. Something like Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
And if they don't have that idea, then I just gave somebody a good one. You should go try it and make a lot of money.
Have you been paying any attention to, like,
the, most of the time,
NFTs and things like that?
The what?
NFTs.
What's that?
It's a non-tungible token. Non-fungible token.
No, I haven't.
But it's art. But it's connected to the blockchain. It's kind of like cryptocurrency. Only with art. And they're one of one, and like some of them are like GIFs to where they move. I mean, like, it's very popular right now. A lot of people are buying them.
Yeah. I don't like that cryptocurrency, man.
Why?
Because that's one thing that could be, that can fulfill a prophecy of the world being under one government, one money, one type of money. And what the one way that could happen is to make it very easy to do. And what's easier than doing it over the internet, over technology, where we can pull up, if we had, you know, the accessibility to it, we could pull up a camera in India and watch it on our phones here in Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy. And that's why it scares me. I don't like it.
I take a different approach. I think it decentralizes it.
See, that's the problem. I think a lot of people are going to think that. A lot of people can be deceived to think a lot of things. But when you way I make a decision on some stuff is I decide on what it is, what its sole purpose is, and what it's of.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be of right or of wrong.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? And if something is right, of course, that's the way you want to go, but it's not always the easiest way to go. But you still got to do it. But when stuff's easy to do and you know it's wrong, that makes it attractive to a lot of people.
Well, let me ask you this. What's the authority?
Authority. Well, who's to say that, I mean, anything could pop up. I mean, anything could happen. We don't know what's going to happen. We can only make assumptions.
So I'm assuming, like, the authority that you're claiming is the Bible, as far as, like, what's right or wrong.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what I'm getting it from. But everybody has a moral compass, and those that don't are serial killers. Everyone knows right or from wrong. Everybody knows. Some people are numb to the wrong, a lot of it.
Sure.
But it's because it's where their environment, where they're at. If it's acceptable around where they're at, then of course, why wouldn't they?
Of course. I mean, like, depending on where you were born in the world is a, you know, mm-hmm. It's
definitely,
it's part of your culture. It's probably like, you know, if you're in the Middle East, there's a chance that you'll be a Jew or Muslim.
Yeah.
If you're in Asia, you could be Buddhist, you could be Confucianist, you could be a low-key Christian, you could Muslim, you know.
It's
more of the Western world, it's more popular now because of postmodernism, like for agnosticism or atheism.
Yeah.
Christianity's still big in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Muslim is becoming predominant in the West. That's one thing that's real interesting about, like, America, and it's so crazy. Like, well, here lately, you might argue that it's not working because it's, you know, people say, like, we're in this cold civil war that could just pop off any moment.
Mm.
I don't know if I believe that. I don't know. A lot of people talk about it, though, you know?
Yeah.
But when you have all these different beliefs and ideas collected on, you know, just take the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ever thought about that? Like, we're this melting pot of different cultures and races and creeds.
I think we're a civilization that is lining up with the same predicaments, the same actions as other fallen civilizations.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Greece, you look at Rome, Pharaoh's Egyptians. The one thing, and I did research on this, so this is, I'm not speaking out of my butt. The one thing that all of them have in common, or had in common, before they fell, was they was all obsessed with gender. And what is America going through right now?
Yeah.
History repeats itself. I'm not saying that, you know, America's going to fall, but I'm just telling you what it's lining up with. If you can tell what my opinion is off that, well, then that's you making your own judgment call. But what I'm saying, I'm just telling you facts.
Mm-hmm.
That it lines up with that.
Well, that's interesting.
It's pretty cool. I mean, you think about it. And that's one thing that's big now. And you're either for or against it.
Yeah.
I think with all the cancel culture or anything, one thing we need to cancel is race. Let's cancel the different classifications of who is what. Let's be one race. Let's be the human race. Let's not be separated. The only way that the only way that something can get strong is for something to get closer together. If you're building a dam and you're using a beaver's using logs, yeah, he can't space them logs apart and expect water not to come through. Expect problems not to be there waiting for him to wash it away. He has to put them together. He has to get them close. They have to be touching. They have to be unified. That's the only way that anything can be strong. And we're going to get to a point where we're going to be so spread apart, the only thing that's going to bring us together is something really bad to happen. Like 9/11.
I don't even think that would do it.
It would do it in parts. For a majority of the U.S., it would do it.
I think there would be a lot of people here that was kind of glad it happened while others mourned.
I don't know that many bad people. So I don't know. But I just think it would. Because,
you know, it's interesting.
There's a lot of people who are quiet right now, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And it's building up, but they're quiet. They ain't saying nothing about it.
Yeah.
And then when that thing happens, that big group of people, and there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, it's that solid big majority. Group,
they're going to step up and help the ones that are already, like, for unit or for good, you know, for getting together, working together as a team, for doing, they're going to join that group, which is already big,
yeah,
too. And then that's when the unity is going to have to happen, is when we come together,
mm-hmm,
right now.
You heard Gary Clark Jr.'s version?
Over me. I have not. He's got a version of this.
Yeah, it slaps.
Oh, I'm going to listen to that on the way home.
Yeah, we'll play it right when we get done with this.
Let's do it.
You know, I like the idea, like, just the human race, but with unity, which is one thing that we're seeing here in the country, is that you cannot have unity if you base it on a lie. I think, like, you know, race is important, creed is important, not to segregate one another or to be judgmental because you're a different race or you are of that race.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're escalating racism by trying to be anti-racist right now. And that, like, anti-racism looks racist to me.
Mm.
And so, like, all these things that we're trying to do right now in the name of coming together, if you look at the founding principle of it, is a lie.
Yeah. I think you have to think about the specific goal is, though, and the reason that the unity is being brought together. Because that could vary. And some things could be stronger than others.
Mm-hmm.
But if it come down to a situation to where you had two races, opposite colors, skin, mm-hmm, in the same room together, and you probably couldn't do, like, just two people, because there's a lot of different people in the world. But my thought is they could be in a room together, and if they don't get out of that room together, if either one of them don't get out of the room, they're going to die. Both of them. You know, whether one of you gets out or not, both of you is going to die no matter what.
What are we saying? That you're stuck in a room with someone else?
Yeah. I think they're going to work together, though, is what I'm saying. It'll take something that strong of motivation to be like, okay, look, it doesn't matter what this person is. I need their help.
Mm-hmm.
And then that other person has to do that too. But and not everybody will be like that.
Well, that's how you have a working civilization.
Mm-hmm. And that's the reason that I think it's going down.
And I remember like growing up, man, it was celebrated to be different. You were yourself, you know.
I think no matter what kind of problem you have with a person, the only way it's going to be fixed is to meet face-to-face.
Absolutely.
To speak to each other, to see each other.
Well, you know, I think
to understand, to learn. Main thing, learn. Because some people think they know way more than what they
do. Or they hear a conflicting view and they just turn themselves off.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's why podcasts are important. You know, and there's a big push right now. I heard Brian Stelter say it, is that he's kind of pushing that podcasts and other types of media entertainment of that nature are removed. It's, you know, CNN and, like, I think the big media companies like that, they're plummeting in views. And, I mean, it's
because it's trash.
Yeah, exactly.
They blame it on something else. But
they're playing the victim because, like, okay, like, people used to watch you because you actually reported the news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Told the truth.
Yeah, you told the truth.
No opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Just spoke facts.
You put the fact out there, and then you let the observer form their own view, which is how you should do things, right?
Yes.
Not just get on there and be on a soapbox. But
No, you're not an influencer. You shouldn't be an influencer.
Yeah.
And be a news anchor.
And I think that's like the beauty of like podcasts. It's like you can sit down with another individual or a group of individuals that have different views, and you can have a good discussion. You can speak freely, and then whoever listens, you know, they can think about that idea and see what they think.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, the only way to know something about something is to know all sides of something.
Yeah. I mean, like, we were talking, you know, just a little bit before we got started here. Was like, you know, was talking about South America.
Yeah.
And, you know, Brazil.
Bunch of Germans in South America is crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
They're crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
There's a show called Finding Hitler that talks about it a lot. And it talks about how
something like that existed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Finding Hitler.
Well, a lot of people believe he didn't, you know, eat cyanide and shoot himself, and then the soldiers burn his body. A lot of people don't think he died. They think he escaped, like Argentina or somewhere. And there's communities, like, it might be a majority of some countries, where it's you go to a town, a certain town or a certain part of the country, or a certain county, I guess you'd say, and every village or city you come upon, everyone speaks German. Everybody looks German. Got, you know, the typical European, Eastern European, Germanic person.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. Hitler's dream. Whatever. I think that's pretty crazy. But you think about it too, there's a lot of different languages.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just in Guatemala, that's the only place I've been in South America.
Well, that's central.
I've been to Mexico, I don't know what I'm thinking.
That's still central.
Yeah, but still, it's not America.
It's Latin America.
It's not America, yeah. But even there, they don't just speak Spanish. They don't just speak Spanish.
No, you got to catch a cow.
Catch a cow. Because I remember, like, we
were and some of them even
hear them, and you're like, wait, what? They're not speaking Spanish. Right. And I asked somebody, and I think it was Brother Keith, I asked him, and he's like, yeah, it's called catch a cow. I was like, what in the world? I was like, that's pretty cool. It's like a New Orleans slang in American comparison, you know, or something.
Well, it was just interesting how that language developed. You know, Quechacao is half Spanish and half the Aztec.
Oh, okay. So it's like an old language.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, it's like
King James Version.
Yeah, in a sense, sure. But it's Quechacao is Spanish and Aztec came together and made one.
I see.
It's kind of like, you know, Pig Latin or something. I don't know.
That's what I was trying to think of. It's the, you know, something that's based off one language, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was trying to think of, Pig Latin.
How many times have you been to Guatemala now?
Just once.
I thought you had been two or three times.
No, I just went once. I want to go again, but things are different now. I ain't getting that COVID shot, and you got to have one to go, obviously. So
yeah,
I'm not getting it.
I'm not either, but
no. So I won't be going until I can go without having to have that shot.
Yeah.
Which, you know, in 10, 15 years, if they're still requiring that, we're not going to think nothing different of it than something else. You know, other vaccinations that people get when they go out, you know, to different countries and stuff. Like, oh, man. What's that one shot you get as a child to keep from getting something? Like getting measles or something. Babies get shots all the time. You know, when they're born, they get a series of shots. Yeah,
smallpox.
Yeah, stuff like that. So yeah. It's like in 10 years, COVID shots probably going to be like that. Like people are going to automatically give their baby that shot one day.
I don't know. I think the COVID. The COVID shot will be like the flu shot. I think it'll be an annual thing that you can get. I think that's the way it should be. It's like if you want it, you can get it.
The one they're giving out now is going to give people an extra limb one day.
Okay, that's a hot take.
That's why I'm not getting it. I like two arms. I'm not trying to be like Guru.
man.
I don't know. That'd be cool for a day anyway. I like chop a lot of wood. That's what I would do. Four axes.
I don't know.
And then I'd go to the gym.
Just
show off.
I don't know. I'm not anti-vax by any stretch. I mean,
if you want to get it. I'm just telling you me.
Yeah.
That's all I control anyways, me. So.
Yeah.
I don't trust it. And, you know, it was funny because my father-in-law felt the same way for a long time. And then he finally got the shot. And it made him sick for a little bit. He didn't feel good. I don't know if that's what it was. He didn't feel good for a couple of days. But then when I talked to him about it, he's like, you know, I thought I didn't want to get it and bring it home and give it to people. And I'm like, yeah, I understand that. You know, that's cool. It's your prerogative. Mm-hmm. I was like, I just don't trust it. He's like, it'll be fine. They've come up with a lot of stuff over the years. And I was like, yeah, and some of it still don't work. You know, but he then the day after I talked to him about it is when it busted on news talking about Johnson & Johnson, and that was the one he got. And I was like, oh, see, this is why.
Yeah,
they ain't putting nothing in me, no stem cells of a different animal in me. I'm gonna be Andrew.
You know, I've read some interesting reports,
Have you seen the people like that get the shakes from it?
I've heard that.
Like, look, I got Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And I know every medicine has done that probably at one point, like when they first started up. You're talking about out of 360 million people, too.
Yeah.
That there is in the world. Everybody's different. Everybody's unique. You're your own person, all the way down to your DNA code. And, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's bound to be one of us gonna have a bad reaction.
Sure, yeah, you know? We're all built a little different, and it's crazy. Like just talking to people that have had the second shot and how it, like my dad just got it.
Yeah,
and he can barely pick his arm up. It's so sore. I have a friend down in Greensboro. I went down to see him. It was the day he got his second shot. He probably hung out for about 30 minutes, and he said, I hate to leave good company, but I need to go lie down.
Yeah.
It didn't feel good for days. Mm. There's been this research I've been following lately. It's predominantly in women, but in men, sperm count drops.
Mm.
And in women, they're having weird period, like the timing is off.
Menstrual cycles.
It fluctuated that. And with women who have went through menopause, they have another period, which only means one thing. Cancer.
Cancer. Mm. That's bad. That's bad.
And, you know, I mean, there may not be any correlation between the two. It all may be freak accidents, you know.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, I'm waiting to see, like, right now they're doing the research, like trust the science, and like if you got the shot, you are the science.
Yeah, you know, I was reading something the other day. It was talking about you was talking about sperm count and stuff in men, and this woman has wrote a book that talks about the things that's been introduced in people's lives since the 50s, I think maybe.
Yeah,
and how much it's declined since then. Like the preservatives and things that they put in food that we eat every day, it is affecting our male bodies.
Sure.
And it's bringing down their sperm count. You know, and I got to thinking, and I don't know if it goes together because I didn't look it up, but like sperm count and testosterone levels.
They're down.
If they're down, that could lead, that leads to depression and anxiety and, you know, panic attacks. And you look at the world today and how many people have problem with that kind of thing. And it all makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's like it's full circle. Like this is, I understand it. You know, this makes complete sense. This is what's happening to the world.
Yeah.
Is, you know, we're doing it to ourselves.
I mean, yeah.
On the, for the most part.
T counts is a thing, man. Like, yeah. It's not healthy for a dude's testosterone levels to be low.
It's not made to be that way. We right. wouldn't design that way. We've messed our bodies up since the mm-hmm. first creation of it.
That's right.
So
same with, like, you know, steroids or anything, like, you know, the bodybuilders and things. I ran into a bodybuilder. He's a friend of my coworker. We were shooting the bull. And you could tell that he recently went through, like, a surgery that he was injured. Because he had putting on a lot of weight. He didn't stop taking his testosterone and steroids, and he was kind of sharing a little bit about that experience.
Yeah.
And he's like, as you can see in my chest, he's like, I've got to get back into the gym because the steroids and testosterone, it's like, I'm bulking right now.
Yeah.
But it's bulking in fat because I'm not working.
Working it, yeah. Yeah, that's usually how you can tell when somebody, because even when they're working out, some people still bulk up
mm-hmm.
pretty big. I'd rather be toned, I think. I used to be wanting to get strong, and I got real strong there for a long time. But
I remember, yeah, man, you was always strong.
But I'm not nothing now. I've lost all of it, pretty much. Well, that and my back's broke.
Yeah.
It's broken. So, but that's probably from doing all that. It probably didn't help it.
Yeah, it's questions I've been asking friends that, you know, they're really into weightlifting and fitness.
Yeah.
And just last month, I know five dudes who got, like, severely hurt. Like, my coworker tore his bicep. He was doing preacher curls.
Preacher curls, yeah, that's what people do mm-hmm. are doing most of the time when that happens.
And then that guy, he said he was just benching, the bodybuilder I was telling you about. And he said, I wasn't even doing a whole lot, you know. Yeah. I wasn't pushing. And he said, my pec shot.
Mm-hmm. I watched a video of a guy the other day, tore his pec. And it was like, yeah.
He said it was so weird. He said it looked like he watered up a sock and put it over my pec. He's like, it you know, how it rose up.
Yeah.
He mm-hmm. said it was weird. Yeah. He said, and you could roll it down and it would just roll back up.
Mm. If I could go back and do it again, I'd tell myself just to eat better, do more cardio than I do lifting weights.
Yeah.
And just,
I never minded cardio, like with baseball.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, of course.
I used to hate them triangles, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I used to throw up every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
But I never, like, you know, they made it that last year I played. It was like they were kind of pushing for weightlifting. I'd skip that every time. I never cared anything about lifting weights.
I liked to see the improvement of myself, but it wasn't worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't worth it. Like I said, if I could go back, I'd just tell myself, look, do the One Punch Man workout. 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 20 miles a day. Do that. You know, have you ever seen that anime, One Punch Man?
Mm-mm.
You would love it because it's funny. It's hilarious. What it is, this guy lives in a world where there's different cities, and it's like town A, B, C. But there, or it might not, that ain't it. No, that's wrong. The A, B, and C is the classification. They have heroes. And the classes tells you how far, how best, good a ranking they have or whatever. And there's this guy he's a normal guy. And he just sees a lot of bad going on at a lower level than what some of the heroes are worthy of coming down. And he decides one day he wants to be a hero.
Like a vigilante?
But not necessarily a vigilante either. He just wanted to be a hero, so he started training. And he has, like, it's an insane workout, but it's nothing like with lifting weights or nothing. You know, so it ain't like straining your body, putting a stress on your body by doing it. But he gets, like, him doing that workout in the anime makes him the strongest person ever. And it only takes one punch for him every time he fights somebody. That's why it's called One Punch Man. But it's hilarious because you got some like pretty awesome other heroes that are coming alongside of him who have been heroes, who have killed thousands or, you know, done good for thousands. And he comes in and just wipes them out with one punch. And acts like it's no big deal. Like, he's very sarcastic. He's very laid back about it.
Is it kind of like a Deadpool kind of thing? Satirical
about it? Yeah, Japanese Deadpool. And it's what's funny, and another thing is funny, he loses his hair and goes bald while he's training and does all this. So you need to look it up. It's pretty good. One Punch Man.
One Punch Man.
It's pretty good. It's funny. It takes a little bit to get into it. But once you get into it and the stories start opening up, then you appreciate the beginning because you're like, okay, this is funny. Mm-hmm. This is hilarious. You know, this is all he did, and he's the strongest person ever. Like, it's pretty good.
You ever, he went on Joe Rogan, but are you familiar with David Goggins?
Yeah, he's crazy. I follow him on something, on one platform.
He runs like 20 miles a day.
I watched him in a video the other day, and I couldn't hear what he was saying because I was at work. But I was just watched it. He was sitting on a pier of a lake. He had his ankles and his hands behind his back zip tied. And he jumped in the water and swam. Like, that blew my mind. I did hear part of it. He was saying, talking about things seeming impossible. How you just got to go and do it.
Yeah.
And try, at least. Seeing that, I was like... I'm a good swimmer, but there ain't no way that I'm going to do that.
Is it just like using this?
He's like a fish. Mm-hmm. But still, imagine how tiring and hard. You're moving your whole body doing that.
Well, that dude runs all the time,
though. Yeah, like 26 miles a day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
My feet would be. They told stories, or I've heard stories, or listened to somebody talk about how he would run so much that his feet would be bleeding when he got to wherever he was going. Like, he ran so much that the friction and his feet moving around his shoes, I guess, would, like, just make his feet, the skin come off, and it would be, you know, bleeding. I don't know why.
I wonder what brand he wears.
Whoever it is, they need to do a little more R&D. You need to put them shoes on a cheetah. And if they make it, sell them.
Yeah, put it on the cheetah. Oh, man, we got football season coming up. We had spring games. A-Day was this past weekend, Super Bulldog weekend. ESPN is smoking crack.
Yes, and meth after the crack. And then taking some Xannies.
You don't put Mississippi State ranked at 8?
My Lanta. What is wrong with them people? What are they seeing? Won four games last year.
Yeah.
And they didn't look good to me. Not great. Not number 8. Alabama didn't look number 1, though, to me.
I thought they looked number 1 the whole time.
Defense looked really good. The offensive line's got to work.
I'll tell you this. Watching A-Day, but you know, how much are you really showing? But
yeah.
You know, I like having the... Maybe the D-line was just that dominant.
That's a good possibility, that the defense might just look that good. And I think the one reason that – and I ain't the only person that thinks like this, because I read an article in Tuscaloosa News of some guy said somewhat of the same thing. But if the defense is made of people that we don't know, then we would assume more that the offensive line needs to work. Mm-hmm. But they just might be that good, like you said. But since some of them probably don't have the big names that we've had, mm-hmm. nobody knows who they are. So they don't know what to expect. And so that might be the case.
I tell you,
we lost a good bit, didn't we?
We lost quite a bit.
That's what I thought.
But does it really matter anymore? Like, recruiting class is always in the top 3.
They didn't do as good as they have this year.
I thought it was going to be one of our best years. That was the projections.
I don't think so. I think LSU had a really good year.
I could see that.
They had a really good year, which is scary.
I'm most worried about Ole Miss.
Yeah.
You think about it, that was the – Ole Miss played Bama better than any team this past season.
Bama at the beginning of the season. at the end of the season, I don't think that would have been anything because our defense was not good at the beginning of the year last year. Our offense is the only reason we won
last year. Lane,
I ain't taking nothing from him. He's
Lane
good.
Lane scares me, man.
He's good. I ain't taking nothing. He's a genius.
That's just it.
Offensive coordinator. That's what he needs to be, though.
That's true, yeah.
I think he just – there's some people who
– Well, he's got
they the try so hard. I'm like, no, dude, look, this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be a defensive coordinator offensive.
I can think of his Brett Venable, the defensive coordinator for Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Probably been offered a lot of head coaching jobs.
No doubt.
Always turns them down because he knows where he belongs.
Yep.
He's a coordinator.
He knows that they can keep doing good with him there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now that, you know, they've won the title a couple years ago. And
always in the playoffs.
They're always in the playoffs. And then you got a lot of potential looking at them, a lot of good potential looking at them. Like, hey, I want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Dabo comes to Bama after.
After Saban?
Yeah.
You know, that's a big question, I think, on a lot of people's minds.
I think so. I think he might be ready at that point in time. I don't know how long Saban's going, how much longer he's going to go, but let's say he goes 10 more years, Dabo might go pro for 2 years, realize that ain't what he needs, and then come back like Bama did. I don't like Saban.
It'd be like Barry Bryant, right? Mama called?
Yeah, yeah. And say, hey.
Yeah, come home.
Come on home.
Yeah.
Come on home.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah, that'd be cool because you know he'd do great.
Because
even if he ain't the best coach, he's going to pull coaches. He's going to get good ones. He's like Saban to me.
I remember the dark days in high school when, you know, we sucked.
Yeah.
And then 2009, you got back on the title track.
I remember watching it on TV when he says, in 3 years, we're going to win a national championship. And by George, if he didn't go and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like Dabo would be the same way. I don't know. And honestly, if he goes in right after Saban, he ain't going to have to wait 3 years because he'll have Saban's boys.
Yeah.
And you know he's going to have something every time. But we never know. You never know what will happen. World might end for them.
Yeah.
A lot of prophecies come true. You saw where Damascus got bombed the other day?
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know, that's in the Bible. It says that Damascus cities will be, the city of Damascus will be laid to ruins. It's part of the prophecy.
I don't, no, I read Revelation.
It's a scary book to read. If you can understand it.
Well, that's the thing about it, is with prophecy. And the thing about the end is, if anyone tells you that it's coming,
they
don't know.
They don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
So I don't.
We can only make assumptions.
That's right.
And judgment calls.
Mm-hmm.
Like at
prediction. I don't even make assumptions. Cause I.
Well, you can know though what's supposed to happen. So in a way, you learning that is you making a call.
Well, another thing,
if that's what you agree with,
like with people, I think the Damascus thing. I mean, that might be a good example, but you know, anytime something bad happens,
I know what you're
saying. In your country, like. Yeah. Think about this. It's like Donald Trump was elected, and everybody was like, he's the Antichrist. And I was like, yeah. Really?
Yeah. The other day when I heard about that, what Russia was doing, where they set up all them planes and stuff, I saw something later that talked about scripture where it says that when the end of times is coming, you will hear of wars.
And rumors.
And I was like, oh, man. It's kind of true, but then I got to think. I was like, "How long has America or has the world been at war with some at some point?"
We've been in Iraq for
that's what I'm saying.
20 years, like,
and you go back further than that: World War II, World War I, Vietnam, Korean War. I mean, Cold War. Even I mean, they might not all pale in comparison to each other, but still, it was a war.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, "You don't know. You can't make a call of that."
I mean, that's you know,
and who's to say that. Maybe it's always been like that everywhere, somewhere. The coverage just hasn't been that good, so we didn't know about it.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah. I mean, media is doing nothing but getting better at finding things, ain't they? Because they all the time talking, squawking about something. Bunch of crackheads. You heard me. I said it.
Put Mississippi State at 8?
You bunch of crackheads.
I still can't get over this. Jeez. What are they seeing that I'm not seeing?
They must know about the other roster that Mississippi State's got. They just ain't showing.
Yeah.
They got some players they ain't even played in the spring game.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't... You know, if the world was to end today, or if today was my last day, I don't have any worry.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going.
Probably a lot of people would worry what they was doing in their last moments.
I'm not.
No, I'm just saying, like, when Jesus comes back, if he comes back in my lifetime, I want to be with my family.
Okay.
I don't want to be at work. I don't want to be taking a crap by myself in a bathtub.
Yeah, you hear the horn.
I don't want to be wiping my butt when... I don't want that. Because then I'm like, oh, wiping my butt. Looking up like, what?
And then just... That'll probably be how it happens with me.
And then my clothes just hit the floor and my necklace.
The ascension.
And then I go up and I see him in the clouds and he's looking down with his saints. I'm like, I'm about to take care of business. How awesome that you think about it. If that's something that you believe in.
How many people are going to be caught with their pants down?
For real. What are you going to be doing? What if me and Jessica...
I'll probably be driving.
Having sex with my wife, dear. You know, like, you could be doing all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Cutting the grass. Fishing.
Yeah. Sleeping.
Sleeping. I wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
Definitely wouldn't want sleeping.
I'd probably be driving.
Yeah.
The taco just magically flies off into oblivion.
Flying a kite.
Flying a kite.
Kicking rocks. Doing all kinds. I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, I wouldn't necessarily worry about it. I don't worry about it. But if it happens in my lifetime, I want it to be like that. I want it to be where I'm at a family reunion. You know?
Sure.
It's going to be a lot of people, though, that...
get left behind.
Gonna be looking at clothes on the ground. That's the way it's supposed to be, though. Well, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Not necessarily supposed to be. It's just the way it is. But.
Self-responsibility. Free will.
Have you ever looked at, like, a picture description of things from the Bible? Like.
A children's book?
No, I'm talking about, like, an adult version. Like, say, for instance... The Bible talks about angels a lot, and it describes them a lot. But when you read something, you can't necessarily picture it as good as actually seeing it. But have you ever seen, like, an artist draw a drawing of how the Bible describes angels?
I don't guess I have.
They look freaky. They don't look nothing like what we perceive them to be.
Well, you know,
like a human body with wings and a halo.
Well, like in the Old Testament, you didn't want, like, to be confronted by an angel meant one thing.
Death.
Yeah.
Because that's all the angels did back in the Old Testament.
That's right.
They went and destroyed. They went and messed stuff up.
So, like, you know, just thinking about...
Slicing throats.
You're just thinking about what... Was it Gabriel visiting Mary?
Yeah.
Like, Gabriel's like, you know, read End Times. Who's he going to be contending with?
Yeah, and I didn't think about this till just now. What happens every time somebody sees an angel? They get scared. They fear, because what's I always say? Fear not.
Yep.
For I am an angel of the Lord, or fear not, I am an angel from God.
That's right.
So that just blew my mind, because that makes sense now. Because as some things you see, you know, you might want to believe it, but you don't necessarily believe it. Like, people don't want to think angels look like monsters. They don't want to, but that's what they are.
You know, one of the craziest, like, depictions, and I think it's Christ. But at the end of Daniel, you know, the vision he has of, like, I want to say it's like they were across the creek, or, you know, they were just a little bit out of where you can get real good perception.
Yeah.
Just out of vision range.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he had no choice but just to drop to his knees.
Yeah. That's crazy, too. And wonder if that's from the power, just the power of, or the presence of that power, or just the fear. Because, you know,
I think all of the above.
It probably is. Because, like, fear can make you do stuff that you wouldn't normally do.
That's right.
And it'll make you tremble. It'll make you run. It'll make you faint.
Make you shut down.
It'll make you weak. Yeah, it'll make you just lose yourself in the moment.
Eminem. What? But yeah, man, it's...
You need to look that up. Everybody listening, look up...
So just like artists, get on the Google box?
Yeah, get on Google and or DuckDuckGo.
Yeah, DuckDuckGo is probably better.
And look up artist depiction of Bible, of angels of the Bible. They look freaky.
Yeah, other things is like, you know, just the Old Testament's pretty fascinating stuff. I like reading them, and there's not a lot there. It's mentioned in Job, which arguably is...
Oh, he talks about dinosaurs in Job, don't it?
That's what I was about to say is like...
Talks about the animal with the tail as big as a tree, is a cedar.
Is a...
Brontosaurus.
You put Genesis and Job side by side, like, that's about the same time, you know?
Yeah.
Job is an old book.
There was dinosaurs on the earth.
I'm okay with that. I'm cool with that.
I think they died because they needed to. That's what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
They would have died anyway. As far as we come as a human race,
like those things,
technologies and
those
stuff,
things suck. We would eventually take them out.
Yeah, eventually we're going to knock them down. Eventually we're going to blow them up, shoot them. Eventually we're going to fight against them so much that we would find ways to make something that we knew could stop it. I mean, because they did that. Cavemen did that. So it just would have eventually happened anyway. I think that's why a lot of things, what do you call it? Go extinct.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the fear that they give people. Look at like polar bear. Well, some things can't help it but go extinct because their habitats are going away.
You know what the craziest animal to me is?
What?
I seen one in a zoo one time. You ever seen a platypus in person?
Yes. That is
freaky looking dude.
They are, and I didn't know you, and I'm sure you can do it. I couldn't. I saw videos of a guy that he takes different animals, the DNA of each, and makes new animals.
Which I'd have supposedly been making chimeras.
What was that? What's a chimera?
Oh, that's interesting. Look that up.
I don't know how to spell it.
Okay. My Google box is over there. Are you on the Wi-Fi?
No.
Sometimes it's better not to be. Chimera.
Chimera?
Yeah.
Search. Images.
Anything pull up?
While I was pulling up, the guy took frog DNA and snake DNA in the last one. And he said it took like 5 months for them to hatch. But when they finally hatch, when they first come out, they look like snakes. But when they got to five or six months old, they grew legs. What does a frog do?
Tadpole.
Ah.
Ain't it like one of the only amphibians that kind of goes through that metamorphosis?
What though?
You see it? Let me see it. Make sure you're looking at the right image.
It's a goat lion and a snake?
Let me see it. That's chimera.
What? Is it breathe fire?
I'm sure in some fantasies they do.
That's pretty cool. It could happen. Scientists are trying to bring back the giant, something. But it looks like an orangutan, but it's slimmer. It's more like a man. And they say that's what Bigfoot is that type species of ape.
Hmm.
But it has like an orangutan face, but like a Bigfoot body. And they would get like 15 to 20 foot tall.
You know, that's something I want to do.
Or 15.
Is I want to find like a Bigfoot believer. Like maybe somebody who thinks they had some kind of an experience.
Yeah, or an encounter.
Yeah, and just talk to them about it. Kind of like what we did with Flat Earth.
Yeah.
I think all that stuff is interesting, but it's like... I feel like with some of that stuff, it could be like religion or literally maybe stock market or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think it can be a bit possessive to where you lose sight of reality because you're so obsessed with that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing. It's with that, like that with a lot of things. UFO people, flat earth people.
Have you seen those, they call them like tic-tac droids?
Yeah.
That have been like...
popping up.
Well, mainly around our naval ships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this has been going on for like 5 years, and I've heard some of our, elected officials say that this is a compromise to our national security.
Yeah.
But they haven't, either they know and they're not telling us, or they haven't figured it out yet, but they don't know if it's alien or if it's China or something like that. They don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's definitely.
But they say they look like little Tic Tacs.
That's scary.
Little Tic Tac shaped droids.
Yeah.
Drones.
I watched a video of the guy who was on a naval ship when it happened. He talked about how fast it moved.
Yeah, he said it almost hit him.
Yeah. He said it's crazy. Yeah. It can move that fast.
Yeah, and it's the way that it flies, it doesn't make sense with how our technology and understanding of gravity is right now.
I hope it's like a superhero. Like a real life superhero they've been hiding. And he's got some kind of super fast thing. He ain't gonna hurt nobody. He's just making sure they're okay.
I don't know.
Guy can hope. I'm a geek.
Yeah. I think evil presents itself before good. What if it's evil?
Well, why would it wait to hesitate to do anything?
Perfect moment.
Yeah. I mean, it's right there. You're faster than everybody. You're able to do it. Why not?
Wouldn't that be crazy if we was like living in some kind of like X-Men reality where we had like mutants now because of all these different experimentations we've been doing?
Maybe that's what. What if COVID gives us that? I'll go get it then. If I can turn into Wolverine.
Adamantium.
Yeah. Give me that COVID. Come on.
Shoot me up.
Here's my vein right here.
I didn't necessarily mean that about the shot, but I was thinking, I think this was reported by The Hill or NPR that China was taking DNA of pigs and humans and putting it together.
Oh, yeah?
Pig man.
A puman?
Nice.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a puman.
We're,
what if they make soldiers out of them?
Well, our factory workers.
Huh. Or bodyguards.
Yeah. They would literally be dumb as sheep, right? You could make it to however you wanted it to be.
And they'd probably get somebody like Elon Musk to put a chip in their brain that makes it to where they can control them.
That'd be more of a Bill Gates thing, but yeah.
I'm just getting the chip idea from Elon.
Yeah.
It had to be a Bill Gates type guy with Elon Musk capabilities.
If Elon done it, I'd trust him. I wouldn't trust Bill, though. No. Just kidding. I love you, Bill.
Where's Elon from?
Canada.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
It's weird how he just popped up. Seems like.
He's an interesting guy, man.
Yeah.
I like reading about like things he was doing when he was 17.
Yeah,
like he's always been cutting edge.
But has he always been like mainstream, like or known?
No,
like he isn't.
Mm-mm. You know, it's a little bit of the Joe Rogan effect.
Yeah,
but
slowly,
you know,
over the years.
Well, anytime you go on Joe Rogan, you know, you blow up.
Even Joe Rogan, though, I mean, he was. I didn't know who he was.
Well, he's the OG, OG of podcasts. You know, he was first in and best dressed.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to meet Joe one day.
Do you think he's funny?
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Yeah. I like it when he calls UFC fights.
Yeah, he's great at that.
I like his podcast. But personally, I don't think he's that funny.
Yeah. He's like I said, just sometimes he's funny. His comedy, I don't watch. I haven't watched but one of them. I admit I wasn't that entertained.
Yeah.
But.
You know Jordan Peterson?
Yeah.
You like him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him too.
Is he still in another country?
Canada?
In rehab?
No, well, he's actually better. He's got his podcast up and running again.
Okay. I knew he'd been, he went somewhere.
He had,
he was going through some stuff.
Most of his podcasts is like, sometimes he does interviews. Sometimes he has his daughter on to help co-host. He talks to a lot of interesting people about science. You know, he's a philosopher, so there's a lot of philosophy.
Yeah.
And I like listening to his lectures that he uploads. They're especially the ones about his books.
Mm-hmm.
Maps of Meaning. That's a real good podcast series. I also recommend getting that book. But he has one like on the Bible.
Yeah, I think I've
And he had been studying the Bible for some time, and I was talking with Lawler.
Mm-hmm.
And I shared that podcast with him. I was like, dude, check this out. I was like, if this dude keeps critically analyzing the Bible like this, he's going to get saved.
Yeah.
And then like a month or two later, Jordan sends me a video of Jordan Peterson like being asked about God and the Bible. Yeah. And he breaks down crying.
Mm.
And I was like, he found him.
Yeah.
Mm. Because like if you read his books and if you study his work, you can definitely tell that the Bible agrees with him.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, his... I've got to quit procrastinating. I've been wanting to order his books. But, like, what he says... I mean, he has such an impact on young men. It's very simple things, like how to be a successful person.
Yeah.
And, like, the number one and number two thing you can do is clean your room and tell the truth.
Yeah.
If you do those two things, man, you're gonna be a very respected and reputable human.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be productive for society.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basic things.
Yeah. Making your bed is the best thing to do in the morning. Best thing to do.
Yeah, man.
I found, and I ain't always told the truth, but it's easier to tell the truth now for me. It's like lying can only go so far before it's exhausting.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up too, you know. You know, just even in work or in relationships, even if it hurts, the truth is all. It's always better just to be honest, mm-hmm. rather than try to cover something up.
Yeah,
because the lie has to get bigger as the addiction or the problem continues to grow.
Mm-hmm. It becomes more visible.
Mm-hmm. And then you start getting called out on it. You get defensive, and then you start playing the victim.
Yeah.
It's better just to go ahead and own it, take mm-hmm. responsibility,
get it
and,
over
and just
it.
Be honest. Yeah.
Just pull the thorn.
Yeah.
Pull it.
Cool. Well, dude, anything, anywhere else you want to go?
No, that's good, man.
Dude.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, man. We're out of here.
Have a wonderful day.
News and notes. Thank you so much for listening to Porch Talk and rating and reviewing the show on your favorite podcast app. It helps a lot. Subscribing and sharing it with your friends. If you will, subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can find a lot of old gems on there. A lot of performances from musicians who have been on Porch Talk. Some of my music's there. Old band stuff. It's just another outlet, and we're going to be coming out with some new videos here soon. Sketches, maybe. We're working on that. All right, here is a throwback. Recorded this one back when I was 18. It's called Fractured Light and Discolored.
Seems to be discovered. It took a while to be discovered. Yeah, but now it's gone. I won't forget the first time that I saw it. Flying along with my rocket, trying to make my way home. Thank you. make a sound. It's cut right through. Watch closely as it fades away. Different colors like night and day as it moves on through.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.